you know, grandpa or granddad or all like that.
Okay. You say I was the youngest of five
children.
Okay. Any other words besides children?
Oh, well, mine, maybe a lot of times I've heard them say kids.
Okay.
We kids.
Okay. A name that a child's known by just in the family.
Well, Lloyd or Bill, Homer or Bill.
Okay, they, but just a sort of, like they give a child as a little, a pet name that's known just in that family.
Uh-huh. Well, I really don't know what that would be.
Okay. There weren't any special nicknames or anything for, I mean, you'd say a little two-year-old child, would he just be called his full name, or?
Well, we being so near the same age, I don't know, my little brother or my big brother, my older brother, like that.
Okay. This is something that you can put a baby in.
And a carriage.
Okay. Does a carriage now have a hood over it?
Well, the ones we did was a wicker one, you know. I'd give anything if I had that back. I don't remember. I have pictures of it where my baby brother was in it, and it's very unusual, but mother must have given that to some in the family.
Yeah.
Like that. And the little high chair that they sat in.
Yeah.
I have that yet up in the attic. I should give that to some of them. You know, who have children,
yeah,
that treasure so much. And as I think of it, things up there that are stored away that would be meaningful to so many, if I'll have time to think now when I go back.
Okay, does the carriage have wheels on it?
Yes, this did, the little wire wheels, you know, and I can just see that little buggy.
Okay.
It wicker the body. It was a beautiful thing.
You just called it buggy.
Baby buggy, uh-huh.
Same thing, buggy or carriage?
Yeah, we called it a baby buggy.
So baby buggy is an old-fashioned word?
Yes, that's right. And now I guess it is baby carriage.
Okay. You'd put the baby in this buggy or carriage, and then you'd go out and what, the baby?
Roll. Roll it around.
Okay. Now, talking about the word grown up, you might say Sally is the oldest of my children, and she's the... what?
The big sister.
Okay,
the
using
sister.
The word grown up, she's the
well,
the oldest, and she's the...
the older sister.
Okay, would you use grown upest or most grown up? Or?
Well, we generally said my older sister and like that.
Okay.
I don't know what others.
Okay, but talking about... okay, you say you're... your child, you might have a son and you might have a son or
older than the little daughter, the little sister, like
okay.
That.
The sister would be your
younger. The younger.
If you might have a son and
a daughter.
Okay. Or a boy and
a girl.
Okay. If a woman were going to have a child, you'd say that she's
pregnant.
Okay. Was that word not nice to use?
No, it wasn't nice. We didn't know to talk about those things. I thought of that so many times. I don't remember. It's the cutest thing since I've been here, this little girl. I'm the grandmother of a group of children in my Sunday school class, and this little girl said, I pray for you every night, honey. And I said, well, I love children. I never had any. She said, why don't you go to the hospital and get pregnant and have a baby now? Think of going to the hospital. She didn't know what she thought about. She'd heard this over the radio,
yeah,
you know, and or seen it on television. She didn't know that you didn't get to go to the hospital and get pregnant. Well, I said, that's fine. I never told her she had spoken that wrong and all. Because we never heard the word pregnant when we were kids. Those things weren't talked about. We didn't know.
Yeah. What word would you hear? What expression? I mean, if you heard, okay, people didn't talk about it much, but would you say someone was...
are going to have a little baby.
Okay. Or would you say big with child or expecting or in hell?
Expecting. I've heard that spoken of.
Uh-huh.